Blog Talk Radio.
We are here
We are here but hurt. We are here and hurt. We are sick, some of us, even dying daily. We are here, sick, some of us even dying daily. Diabetes, pressure, stress and depression, tearing us asunder into broken pieces of humanity. Exploited by urban toil, just exploited by urban toil and trouble, and too often also taking advantage of each other's weak. We are barely surviving, even as some of us pretend to be living. But the truth is what it is. The truth is better must come. Change must be made if we are to rise, laugh, and truly live again. We can be our own salvation. We must take care of each other. Reach out and touch, powered by heart beating the rhythm of love, embrace, making music that brings us together. Our music keeps us together. Our music keeps us together. Our music making the way we shape sound, the vibrations of putting things in motion, instruments and dance, hand claps and chants. Our music that we make for love's sake is the higher, in the higher realms. Our sound, our singing, our dance is the best medicine ever to cure what ails us. Here, what ails us. Here in America, what ails us is being here. What ails us is being here, up under the capitalist gun, going to work every day for chump change. Others making big banks off our poverty. We need the music. We need the music to survive this. We need the music, may there be music. We need the music, music, the sound of us in love. Music, the sound of us in life. Music, our sound of love. Music, our sound of life. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to how we sound, loving each other, caring for each other, helping each other. Listen and live, sing and dance. Make music, make music. We have always made music, and the vibrations will be the basis of our healing. The vibrations, the heart sound, the drum, the human drum. The heart is our drum, the foundation of all the music we make, all the music we need, all the music we are, we be, and the music beat, the music beating, the music beat, the music beating, the music beat, the music, the music, the music, the music, the music.
Spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeah, folklore, guardian of the flame, Maroon Society, Voodoo Chief, Congo Square Preservation Society, Ancestral Elagoon. Now here sharing with you all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works, my demonstration along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, from where I crystallize and realize and materialize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2013, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central in this beautiful, legendary, and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I am honored by your divine, all-blessed presence here with me live at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. My call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad. I'll be more than happy to assist you in moving forward, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing.
Afudai, bila bila, nda fashikwezi da.
Nongo mauvais dato, marele, nongo mauvais dato.
Bila no.
And I can understand that to some degree, particularly for individuals. But when we're talking about people who are operating in business, who are operating in ministry, who are operating in industry, if you will, that require reaching large numbers of people, I begin to ask myself, well, how do you do that? How do you go about doing that? And what is your goal? And for me, you know, all things return back to the center. So I couldn't ask you a question that I haven't already asked myself. I couldn't place the burden of understanding on the next person for something that I have myself not taken responsibility for. And that's why complaints and mental health in general can be a very dangerous territory in terms of exposure on social networking. It's not something, quote-unquote, regulated, if you will. Anyone who can afford internet, you know, cell phone with internet access, public library, you know, we would like to believe has a right to access the internet. But this is still a very new, green, if you will, industry in terms of social culture. Every technology births a whole culture. But to sort of go back to the root, if you will, for my Ifa followers, today is Osa Ogun. And I am initiated in multi-paths, so I am very sensitive to and sort of invigorated when particular days and energies and frequencies, if you will, coincide, crossroad at a particular point. And Ogu in Voodoo and Ogu in Ifa are very different frequencies, but have some very common similarities. And one of those is technology. Ogu is the father of technology. From the very hands-on grassroots understanding of technology, you know, when we begin to move from pastoral cultures into a more settled cultures where we built cities and farmed lands, where we had to stay in one place, we needed to clear land. We needed to prepare the earth for cropping, if you will. We needed to build housing, if you will. All of these things go back to Ogu. We symbolize Ogu across many traditions through iron. Another central symbolic mineral, if you will, form of technology, of advancement. And when we say technology, you know, you've heard me say before, you know, our language is a very dirty language. You have to over-explain everything in English because it can mean so many different things and so many different people. One word could have, you know, five different meanings, and you have to be clear. At least I like to, with my, you know, Labor Day Virgo type energy. I like to be clear. And a form for me to do that is through the analogy, through giving an example, through presenting a story, if you will, imagery that gives people something to three-dimensionally lock their consciousness on. I think a big part of the problem with our education is it's very two-dimensional. When we live in a three-dimensional, four-dimensional, and truly multi-dimensional reality and universe, nothing is just one thing. And we have a very linear society in terms of government, in terms of religion, in terms of sex, in terms of time. We have a very artificially linear society. You know, and some say that it's an extension of human nature. It's a way of sort of oversimplifying a otherwise complicated existence by bringing some sort of, some sort of order to it. You know, black and white, left or right, up or down. But indeed, if you think in terms of again, to present a very simple analogy, a video game where you have a warrior-like character who's going through and looking for things to kill or to destroy or to avoid or you know, all these sort of things, or to capture, whatever the case may be. It's not two-dimensional anymore. Ping pong, you know, where you had the little blip that went back and forth. Some of you weren't even born then. That's a two-dimensional reality. We're now talking, you know, where your character needs to know what's going on in front of him, behind him, above him, below him. That is a three-dimensional, four-dimensional, and upward reality where you have to be aware of more than just what is in front of you, more than just what is placed for your understanding. And many of my conspiracy theorist listeners should understand that line of thinking, where nothing is what it appears to be. Everything has some taint to it. But even, you know, I come today to present to you that even the taint has some taint to it. And what I mean by that is a great deal of what we revolutionary, conscious, spiritually evolving, you know, all the various labels that we use are a product of the very system that we say that we are freeing ourselves from. We're still bringing the same consciousness into the dojo, the same way of understanding, the same politics, the same BS into the sacred space, into the ceremony, now into the practice, and even into the teaching of the practice. Giving the true student, the true sojourner, even more homework and stuff to have to wade through to get through to the truth, to the light. And we have to be careful with this tool that is the internet. I appreciate the internet, okay? I appreciate any tool that is used properly. And a part of the message of Ogoo is not just, you know, creating, building from the ground up, establishing infrastructure. These things require order and a sort of discipline necessary to utilize the tool. You know, you can't just swing up a hammer. You have to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you can harm yourself. You can waste your material, particularly if you're working with finer metals. You can destroy the very structure of that tool, that thing, you know, that piece of wrought iron that you're creating, causing future weaknesses, causing places that will at some point give or break or become fragile or lose their strength, because in the creating, in the very beginning, in the very production, we didn't take careful attention to the details. And I'm still waiting on someone to produce for me the document, the video, the audio, where it was proclaimed that COINTEL was now defunct, wasn't operating anymore, or something to that, you know, effect. Because truly, as far as I know, things are still moving forward. We are now just seeing, let me backtrack. Those type of programs, any type of program, if you've ever tried to get a grant, if you've ever tried to even look into funding, through our government and the bureaucracy and the red tape and all the things that are involved, most things take years to do. They don't happen overnight. They don't happen, you know, in a decade. The average lawsuit, you know, any lawsuit of any worth can take over a decade to manage to plot through. So any foundation, any research, have happened that would have been taking place during the period that we often brand the COINTELERA, those fruits would just be beginning to bear now. And I don't think that it's by any accident. All these things are implanted. And the internet opens up a very unique window into who each and every one of us truly is. Now, look, whether you're using your real name or not, whether you're using your real picture or not, whether you have a picture or not, you know, whether you, you know, try and manipulate your IP addresses and all this kind of stuff, the bottom line is, if you are here, you are on the grid. It's simple as that. And nothing in this realm, in this dimension of the internet, is completely anonymous. So we are all players, if you will, supposed players in the information, whether it be entertainment, whether it be educational, whether it be political, whether it be religious, whether it be in the form of games. All of these things are monetized and supported somehow by the financial systems that govern our world. So when we collectively, you know, click like on or share on or start commenting on these posts that completely, I'm at a loss for words, that completely, you know, degrade your consciousness, that offend your sensibilities, you know, that hit you in the gut, whether it be religious, political, children, animals, you know, the planet, all of us are affected by different things and have certain areas that we have a greater level of concern for than others. That might be human nature, but it is manipulated often by the media, and that includes the internet. The internet interlinks many systems that in the old world would have been separate. All those people, places, and things sort of come together at some point, somewhere in time on the internet. So we can no longer speak in very segmented terms as it relates to who the man is, as it relates to who the media is, as it relates to who the oppressor is, as it relates to who is a part of the system or not a part of the system. And all these things are being played with and manipulated with in this playground we know as the internet. So I say all that to say, you know, to lay a foundation, obviously, for much more in-depth study and examination, particularly for us who claim consciousness, who claim spirituality, who claim revolution, who claim liberation, all of these things. And I'm continuing to see a pattern, particularly in social networking, of disinformation, misinformation, outright lies and deception and deceit of information. And at the same time, I'm seeing the experiments, if you will. And when I say experiments, I mean, you know, everything online is about numbers. Every keystroke is a number. Everything is a number. Our websites are numbers. Our names are numbers. The fact that we're seeing colors and beautiful text and videos and pictures is just a result of the right combining of those numbers. But everything is a number. So not only are we getting, you know, our enjoyment, our edification by the use of this product, many things are being tracked in accordance with number. So it's very easy to pull a certain number of likes or dislikes on any particular topic or subject or picture or piece of advertisement. All of those things are registering numbers somewhere for someone based on their usage of the numbers. So the government has their usage for those numbers. I'm sure foreign nationals have their usage for those numbers. We have those usages for those numbers. If you're looking at how many friends you have, you're paying attention to the numbers. If you're noticing that somebody dropped, two people dropped, five people dropped, whether you know who they are immediately or not, you're still playing into the system of paying attention, monitoring, calculating numbers. So those mathematicians out there, those science prophets out there who speak on math are speaking in truth. But we're not speaking in truth if we're not doing it accurately, consistently, precisely, at all times on all things. So when we say, you know, I'm not in support of this image, but, you know, 200,000 people have clicked on it, have clicked like on it, have commented on it, have argued on it, have kept the post fresh and kept the post going, it's a direct contradiction to what we say and to what we believe. The idea that, well, my comment is going to educate someone, is going to make a difference, so I'm going to jump into the fray, is a very relative one, and a decision that we all make each and every time we comment and get involved in some of the more controversial posts that we're seeing online. Some of them are just, you know, playing with technology, you know, putting one person's face on another person's body, or manipulating a scene from a movie or from an entertainer or an actor, and then putting our own text on top of it. And then we click like, or we click share, or we find it cute or attractive or artistic or interesting at some primal level instinct. And we immediately suspend reasoning for a moment in terms of truth, in terms of authenticity, in terms of who produced this picture. You know, I catch myself looking at who produced this before I click like on it. You know, often there are websites embedded in these pictures, you know, that you can see if you're looking, you know, and I'll go and I'll look, and then you'll find out that it's this organization or that organization, or they're promoting this or they're promoting that. So I'm really intrigued, if you will, by what I see in social networking, particularly as it pertains to human nature and what we do and say and what we really mean and act upon through our demonstration. There are many of you who still feel you are operating in a realm of autonomy. No one knows who I am, where I am, you know, and it's so not true, particularly online. And some of you are so active in terms of what you need to say and want to say, and your character shines through strongly. I have several stalkers, and the rule is you don't talk about stalkers, so I often don't even speak on them. But one in particular likes to change identity, male, female, black, white, Asian, you know, but the personality never changes. And they don't understand how I'm so able to, it's not psychic work, it's not magic, it's not the voodoo. Your personality, your identity speaks louder than any label, any mask that we can wear or share in this reality, in this multidimensional world of ours. And understanding the multidimensionalism of our reality, it's not quite as complicated and scientific as understanding costumes. You know, some of you dress one way at home and you dress another way at the office. and you dress another way when you go into your religious spaces, and you dress a different way when you're out with your guys and with your girls on the town, if you will. You know, so understanding multidimensionalism is not all spooky and scary and over-the-top scientific. From a very simple perspective, we live in a reality here, particularly on the internet, particularly here in America, where many of you are tweeting and chatting from your workspace. You know, not just from home, but from your office, from your job, which, again, is a direct confrontation from much of the stuff that we are saying, that we're presenting, that we're proposing in these virtual spaces where the so-called conscious, religious, pan-Africanist, revolutionary, where we reside. So I'm beginning to question the validity, not only of just the authors and the profiles behind some of the stuff that I'm seeing now, but the real intent. And if you're operating in the realm of spirit, intent is not that complicated to perceive, but it requires you stepping back and slowing down and listening and paying attention. And that requires suspending some of our own personal agenda. So as a practitioner who works online, operates online, I have to weed through a lot of stuff every day. Some of you have heard me say before, I get well over 300 email a day just through Facebook, questions, comments, requests. Sometimes they're not even legible. Sometimes you can't even make sense of what the request is, the ordering of the words, the spelling, the grammar. And I'm not talking about communications coming from other countries, from people who, you know, don't speak English as a first language. I'm talking about from right here in America, right here in the United States. So we have a lot to do and a lot to address in terms of liberation, in terms of freedom, in terms of consciousness, if you will. And that requires time, effort, energy that I think produces a residue or I was trying to find another word, something radioactive produces a frequency that can be picked up on a radio or with equipment. And the work produces its own ashe. And when you're doing the work, you know the feel of that ashe. You know that vibration. And some of you, we know you're not doing anything. You have too much time to argue. You have too much time to be combative. You have too much time to research and go into answers for being argumentative and combative. And it's not only is it not conducive to unification, to moving forward, to anything positive, but I'm beginning to even question the authorship of some of the stuff. And when it is coming through some of us, some of you, I immediately go back to, I'm of that generation of COINTEL. So for me, it's very fresh. It's very easy for me to see it. Where some of you who were born maybe more recently don't see it. But many of your ideas are planted, seeded through these organizations, through these very secret societies that you all, you know, are posting about. And your understanding of them, your prophesizing of them, your promotion of them, is a seed plant of these systems themselves. You say, well, how do you identify that? Well, you identify it by its fruits. Being combative, disunifying, name-calling, none of these things produce any positive fruits. They're not building towards any goal other than separation, no communication, tearing down of what is available to us now in terms of connecting. And the world has gotten smaller by way of the internet. So the people have to be manipulated from a very different place now. And now it's emotional. You know, more evidence of that is our pharmaceutical industry, and I could do a whole show on just that. Pharmaceutical industry, mental health in the pharmaceutical industry. I could do two or three shows on just that. But that is the more evidence of what I'm talking about. You know, we have to be manipulated now with all this availability of information. We have to be manipulated at a much deeper level now, emotionally, instinctively manipulated. You know, it's deeper now than just, you know, red, white, and green colors together make you hungry instinctively. You know, some of us knew that in the 70s. Now it's even deeper than that. Sometimes I wonder, I can be on my computer all day long and, you know, get a certain amount of communication in through various mediums, you know, on this system. But the minute I decide to get up and go to another part of the house, you know, go cook something, go work in the garden, it's amazing to me, you know, the number of people who will then try and reach me through Instant Messenger or who will then, you know, tag or post or generate, you know, something that will cause my system to respond in a very different way, in a different rhythmic pattern than it had, you know, the few hours I had already, you know, been there. And as a musician, my first art, my first gift was music, playing the piano, singing, writing music, performing music. I'm very keen to patterns, to rhythms, and to sounds. And we all are. But I'm very tuned into that. And I often, you know, think there's some technology in work there. It almost knows when I walk away, you know, from the computer. You know, it could be quiet, you know, for moments. And the minute I get up, all hell breaks loose. So, you know, part of it is our imagination. If you can imagine it, it's already real. That is a scientific, metaphysical, quantum metaphysical fact. If you can imagine it, it already exists within this multi-dimensional realm of existence and reality that we all scientifically and realistically operate and live within. So many of the things that we identify as coincidence, many of the things that we see and view and experience in a synchronistic way are by design of the divine creators and this divine universe, but are also by design by ourselves as reflections of God, as sub-gods within this system. We create and tear down with every word, every action, every deed, and it has and produces its own consequences. It has and produces its own fruit. It has and produces its own radiation. That's the word I was looking for earlier, radiation. Try and superimpose the word radiation onto energy, and you might begin to look at energy in a very different way. Energy has a radiation. We often identify radiation in our language, in English, in our culture, as something that's not necessarily seen or perceived without scientific equipment. So, you know, the girl at the checkout counter, the guy at the gas station, you know, with the negative vibration, with the bad morning, with the Hanks, with the gin produces a radiation that we often in this busy society are not operating at the right vibratory level. We're not moving slow enough to even pay attention to the types of radiation that we pick up. In a condensed, easily accessible highway for that energy now is the internet. A neighbor of mine, who's also a business owner, who operates on Facebook, so I'm not going to use her name, her title, or any of that right now, not in this instance anyway. We were talking about that and how do you avoid that. I mean, she was actually, you know, feeling something emotional. You know, she was under some stress because of some things that she had experienced and taken in from Facebook specifically. And I've advised on this show before staying off the homepage. If I know you, I know you, I'm on your page anyway. If I know you and we're close, we're related, we're family, I have you listed, you know, Congo Square, Maroon Society, you're going to come up in my feed anyway. But when I go into my Facebook, whether it be on cell phone or on the computer, and I go to my notifications, you're there. So I often don't go to the homepage. There's too much craziness on the homepage quite often. So I avoid it on most days. But talking about that synchronicity, I'm always surprised at the number of messages that I get when I'm live on air. You know, and some people say I post too much. And some of the posting that you're getting, it's not me. Block Talk Radio automatically posts just to certain locations a certain number of times. And, of course, we can set them, you know, to a certain degree. But then some people would not get the information and will claim to not have access to the information. Well, I didn't know you were on air. Well, I don't know what your schedule is. And it's everywhere. I know. It's on my profile. It's on all my profiles. There's the links and the phone numbers and, you know, this, that, and other. And I think it ties directly into our multidimensional reality and what we are then programmed and trained and conditioned in a new word that I coined, co-entailed into paying attention to. So what they want us to pay attention to, they already know how we think, where we are emotionally, how we respond to stuff, you know. So commercials have been playing to that for years. So science plays to that. Education plays to that. Religion plays to that. Everyone in the system who has some investment plays to that on some level. You do it. You know, some of you are dressing a certain way in your workplace to play to that. Some of you are acting a certain way in your workplace to play to that. And many of you are bringing that to Facebook and are playing that same game. You know, so we've got to really begin to get honest. Healing cannot happen without honesty. It can't happen in a cesspool of denial. It cannot happen, you know, with secrets, you know, because there's always going to be something to come out at some latter point to be confronted, to be dealt with. So we've got to get real. And I'm not talking from a, you know, esoteric, religious, spiritual, you know, self-healing perspective. I'm talking from a very personal perspective of how I got real, how I got healthy, how I got to a place where I could regain some semblance of control over my personal life and my destiny as it relates to this world, this planet, this country, where we are right now and what we have to deal with. There's more work to be done than there are people. So understanding who's about doing the work is very easy. But many of you are falling into the trap, and you're being led by your flesh. You're being led by carnality. You've been being led by your lust. You're being led, you know, I watched a congressional hearing, I guess you would call it, earlier today on CBS with a Republican delegate of activists who were basically complaining about almost everything that you all are posting and clicking like on and sharing every day on Facebook. One of those things was about organic, fresh food. They even talked about cans versus plastic. They talked about sugar and fast food. And the gist of the conversation without, you know, trying to regurgitate back a congressional hearing, these white folks were basically saying that it's our right to eat fatty food, it's our right to have fast food, it's our right to be fat, it's our right to be whatever we want to be, and all of this is really just about governmental control and conspiracy theories and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it sounded so much to me like the very average armchair revolutionary platform that we are clicking like on and sharing and propagating every single day on Facebook. Only this was in whiteface. Only this was white Republican Tea Party folk with the exact same dialogue in many instances that we see every single day about, well, the government is doing this and the Illuminati is doing that and the Boule is creating this and they want to effeminize our men. And these white women, because these were two particular white women that I watched for some time and took note on the conversation, were saying the exact same things. And when I come across the Christian post and the Islamic post and the Moor post and all the other religious fractions, much of your platforms and even your dialogue and conversation mirror the very oppressors that you all say that you are standing up against. And it makes absolutely no sense. From a literal perspective, from a figurative perspective, from a spiritual perspective, and more importantly, from a metaphysical perspective, because we speak our existence, we speak our reality. And to, you know, want to replace one oppressor with another, to want the opportunity to be that oppressor for yourself, is to just recycle the same stuff all over again. It's not new, it's not revolutionary, it's not innovative. It's not going to move us anywhere but into more of where we already are. So we've got to get real. And you know, I'm a result-oriented practitioner, so the next question is, okay, so why aren't we getting real? What do we have to do to get real? What's the block to getting real? And I keep saying it, and I'm serious. It's in the mental health component. Sister Abinar, Racism Not Anonymous, right on point. And many others, but that's just the first name that comes to mind, are right on point. If we don't heal from the inside out, if we don't address how we think, no amount of money, no amount of legislation, no amount of war, no amount of revolution is going to matter. It's going to matter. It's just going to be the next group of oppressors. It's going to be the next group of guerrilla fighters. For whose cause and what cause and to what end? And as a person whose primary focus, if you will, is spirituality and religion, I'm confronted with it every single day. You know, it's in the questions that you all ask. It's in the request that some of you all are presenting, and your focus on it. And too many of us are not willing to do our part. You'll pay big money for someone else to give you the illusion of you not having to do your part. And in the bottom line, the reality is you still got to do your part. And it is as simple as starting with the healing of mind, body, soul, and spirit. And you can't do that feeding on many of these groups. You can't do that feeding on many of these religions. You have to go through a period of incubation, of separation, of death, and rebirth before you can come into any of these traditions, any of these paths, and practice them in an authentic and a pure and an unadulterated way. Even if we're talking about revolution from a political standpoint, as long as your mind is still processing things the way the government has intended for you to process them today, you are not going to find solutions. You are not going to find answers. And that requires going into a realm that we are not properly prepared for in this world, in this culture, in this present season. And that is spirit. Interdimensionalism, being able to step outside of your personal stuff, your personal space, your personal wants and needs, and see things from a different perspective, from a more global perspective. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I am taking your calls at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967 when you are ready with your question, comment, or request. Do press the number one on your telephone keypad. Be patient with me. I will be with you momentarily, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Everything is the way things are, simply because we've not changed them yet.
Aus der Walten in F-Dur, dem Weizenfeld von Eberswalde gleich, in dem er erst kürzlich Heidegger gelesen hat. Überhaupt, das Anwesen maß ihr Tagwerk, und so fiel es nicht ganz leicht, den Überblick zu wahren. Nun also Free Jazz, frei wie Cumulus am Himmel, Swing schwingt leise hernach, a posteriori, im Drumherum Werkstatt, Einfalt, war das Gebot der Stunde. Posaunen, Raunen, Trompeten, Trompeten und Trommeln, Trommeln, Wirbeln, Kreisen, ein kreisförmiges Etwas, das sitzt da und ragt in den Schornstein hinein, dann die Bärte, auch dies eine Aussage, geschweige denn Schreiben, einer dirigierte Impressionen, impressionistische Vorfeld war eine Woche gedruckt worden, und nun das.
What we know limits us. Wisdom loves everything not yet understood. What we know limits us. Wisdom loves everything not yet understood.
Im Vorfeld war eine Woche geprobt worden und nun das. Der erste Teil soll den Gedanken von Selbstregulierung und Organisation gerecht werden. Der erste Teil soll gerecht werden. Proben vielleicht, Proben. Der zweite Teil steht im Zeichen der Autokraten. Der gebietet majestätisch über F-Moll, über C-Dur und H-Moll-7. Und dies im Cluster des Weizenfeldes von Eberswalde, in dem er es kürzlich Heidegger gelesen hatte, wieder gelesen. Denn das Anwesen maß 4 Tagwerk und so war nicht ganz leicht, den Überblick zu wahren. Er war nicht ganz leicht und es war nicht ganz leicht, den Überblick zu wahren. Plötzlich hört die Harfe auf, das Netz scheint gerissen, doppelte Böden tun sich nicht auf. Das Cello arpeggiert paralytisch, trommeln, trommeln und noch ist Disziplin nicht fokussiert. Sarastro kommt nicht, Sarastro kommt nicht, noch nicht.
Fists can never hold water, nor love. Fists can never hold water, nor love. But cupped hands, firmly open, can. Security's a drug. I crave the creative juice of constant change. Security's a drug. I crave the creative juice of constant change. May the life I live, may the life I lead. May the life I lead, may the life I live, may the life I lead help others live. May my work help beauty be born.
Haben wir nicht eben 90 Minuten gespielt? Haben wir nicht eben 90 Minuten gespielt? Bälle hin und her, Bälle hin und her, Bälle hin und her. Und ihr habt nicht begriffen, was für ein Spiel das ist? Einwurf, Auswurf, Abseits. Ihr habt nicht begriffen, was für ein Spiel das ist. 90 Minuten gespielt. Haben wir uns nicht Bälle zugespielt aus Schnee? Haben wir uns nicht die Ratlosigkeit gegeben? Haben wir uns nicht... Ratlosigkeit machte sich breit und Viertel pochten nervös auf dem Pult. Das war leer. Leergefickt von Hermine. Hermine! Er legte den Kopf auf links und blies hinein.
Bandoneon. Du traurig süßes Gesöff zwischen Ur... und Arr, ich harre deiner. Schwing das Knie, schwing den Schwund der Tage, blute, Belladonna. Öffne Augen und schwing das Knie.
Blushes rose streaks on its dark cheeked horizon as the naked sun rises. The sky blushes rose streaks on its dark cheeked horizon as the naked sun rises. Our bodies teach us take nourishment from the good and shit out the rest.
Andonion, du traurig süßes Gesöff zwischen Ohr und Arm. Ich harre deiner.
Divine All Blessed, that is one of our local master poets and elders, Kalamuya Salam. I love Kalamuya Salam's work, his poetry, as well as those that he puts to sound in the way that he has those that I play here on the show. I opened earlier with The Healers by Kalamuya Salam and the Congo Square Preservation Society drumming in the background. That last piece that I just played was Poetic Duets by Kalamuya Salam, Griot Elder, Master Poet, local here to New Orleans, Louisiana. We certainly are honored and humbled by every piece of art that he produces and allows me to share with you here live on the air. I'm going to take another quick break. I'm going to share with you Congo Square by Kalamuya Salam with the Congo Square Preservation Society drumming in the background. And if you haven't done so already, you can go to the Congo Square NOLA page or to my YouTube channel, Voodoo Tye, VOODOOTYE, on YouTube, where you can see us all perform Congo Square live. And it's a beautiful spectacle, to say the least. So I'm going to share with you Congo Square, and then I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies work is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. we beat. We be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square. Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drum. Heart beat. Heart beat. Heart be at this place. At this place. Be heart beat. Be we beating place in new world space. Beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk. Our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together. Circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end. Connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance. Be banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be, beat,
Congo Square. B. Congo Square. B. 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 Remember.
Ashe, 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 Kalamuya, Salam, and the Congo Square Preservation Society. We most certainly am humbled and honored for each and every one of my listeners today, both here on Block Talk Radio, as well as those listening from the various social networking sites. I am keeping with my commitment to make a greater effort to return to my daily broadcasting schedule to the best of my ability now that things are beginning to sort of balance out in terms of my schedule. But I will always keep you posted. And one of the better places to receive that information is by way of my Facebook, www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. You can always check here in terms of the schedule daily and see if I have a scheduled show. But more likely than not, I'm going to post first and more consistently by way of my Facebook. So I most certainly appreciate those of you who listen, who offer your feedback, and who do participate with the show, both front of the scenes and behind the scenes. I'm truly grateful for you going into my fourth year here on Block Talk Radio. All is truly and indeed a blessing. This is a powerful time for me, particularly in New Orleans, when things are beginning to bud and open up and their particular fruit and vegetable and herb and root that can only be found this time of year. This tends to be a very active time for me to get out and get into the bayou, get into the natural areas, get into the park even. The abundance of creation, healing power is all around us. If you are aware and know what you're working with, even in Congo Square, there are well over 24 healing varieties of plant or root or leaf or bark. If you know what you're dealing with, I'm right there in the park, and we will often bring them together at the ancestral tree where I set up the altar work. This is also the time when Home Depot and many of the gardening centers begin to bring their mass-produced herbs and plants and fruit trees and things that you can't just go in and get there the rest of the year. There are certain varieties of mint and basil that they only bring out at this first shipping, first or second shipping, excuse me, of their edibles. And then you won't see them anymore, and you have to grow and develop and cultivate them on your own. And one of those are my blackberries. I have both blackberries and blueberries that I first seeded from Home Depot. So this is the time, if you're in these southern states, to truly get your move on. And I'm assuming within the next month or two, because the winter can be so fickle up north now, you would have to check your local markets to determine when to begin to access your plants. One of the other things I love about New Orleans is many of my herbs survive all winter here. I don't have to worry about them dying or being killed off or anything like that because of frost or being too cold. It's very rare that it gets that cold really here. My strawberries survive all winter. My aloe plant survives all winter. So it's a very powerful and intriguing time of year to be in New Orleans and to be in such beautiful weather. I think it's about 72 degrees here on today. And it might be a little bit warmer than that on tomorrow. So get out, find out what's natural and native to your environment. Find out when your gardening centers are bringing in their spring herbs and edibles. And let's move forward in growing our own food and supporting our own community with our plants. Many of the rituals that we perform and are required within the tradition require plants. And you have to know them, and you have to know how to access them, either the natural or to cultivate them for yourself or for usage in the work. So this is the time to begin to get a heads up on that and to begin to reach out into your communities in that regard. I will be forward momentarily, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Une, une, vous êtes la vie nouée. Papa, vous dites là, vous avez pu voir, tout ça qui va pas boucher. Vous êtes la vie nouée, mes amis.
Thank you. aluma piago, so aluma diae. Yava aluma piago, so aluma diae. Atibon lek bakre le kataouloa, kataouloa ki mache wawelo.
Yava aluma piago,
thank you.
thank you for continuing to enjoy the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince. Of course, continue to be here with us on Wednesdays for Ifa Wednesday. We should be picking up Ifa Wednesday again on next week. For those of you who haven't been in the archive, I've been working on several movie projects, video projects, and I'm also having my teeth done. I'm having implants. So my schedule has been rather sporadic, if you say so, in the last few months, and particularly with sewing for Mardi Gras Indian soup. So I'm going to be slowly reintegrating back into my daily high noon U.S. Central Standard Time Blog Talk Radio format here with you each and every day, and would invite you to continue to show your support for it. It's truly honored and truly grateful for those of you who continue to stick with me through all the changes, through all the transformations, and I'm truly honored by that.
like that. Oguye, are,
Ogunde, are, Ogunde,
awaniye, awaniye,
Ogunde, are, Ogunde,
awaniye, awaniye,
awaniye,
awaniye,
awaniye, awaniye.
Ogun arere, awani leo, ogun maribo, maribo ye ye ye, ogun arere o kalawede, ogun susulona, ogun bokun bokun, bobo ara un torasie se abalo ogun mele solo tumare, ogun rele kumese ogun, Ana María Mendoza, Ucañengo Milana, ogun toyego y Fredo Jaramillo. Padre mío celestial libre nos di cubano araye, tía tía eleno funfun, aina, bobosón burló. Pa' que nos dé ireo mo, ireo ma, ire de guanto loco, salud, tranquilidad, padre sentimiento. Padre mío, todas las cosas que usted tenga en el plano de esta rapa, este subo mo, hecho panigo. Y vos y boro caleno, dele la bendición pa' que usted con su manto cubre, que todas las cosas malas que hay en el plano de esta tierra, que nadie se pueda librar, usted se la quita.
Aguanta
macheta la cura, la bendición de mi marino papi batá.
Aguaní,
toda la ciencia, galeno.
Aguaní,
y es un barrio con su mocha.
Aguaní, Ogunde.
Yeah. Gombale, mi sirene coco ya lo.
Gombale, mi sirene o. Gombale, mi sirene o di choco. Gombale, mi sirene coco ya lo.
Gombale, mi sirene o. Gombale, mi sirene o di choco. Gombale, mi sirene coco ya lo.
Modara de, Modara Orichaoko.